Hey everybody, with Peter King of the MMQB, and Peter, let's start with today. What were your impressions of practice?
I didn't see very much of it, unfortunately, because I got here late. And the interesting thing always is with co-practices, and one of the things I want to see is Colin Kaepernick throwing the ball, you know, for San Francisco. But I think the one observation, you know, and I saw maybe 40 minutes of practice, the one observation would be that, boy, Trevor Siemian, this is not a show. You know, that, hey, we have a quarterback competition. I mean, Trevor Siemian is in competition for this job. You could tell you can tell how many reps he's getting, who he's playing with. And, you know, I think it's kind of a dramatic, I mean, there's nobody at the beginning of training camp around the NFL. Now, maybe it's different in Denver, but there's nobody, when you started training camp, around this country, when they looked at Denver, they said, oh, Sanchez will get the start. You know, Paxton Lynch eventually is going to play. I don't think anybody in their right mind thought that Trevor Siemian had a shot, but he obviously does have a shot.
Yeah, and he's going to start on Saturday. When it's all said and done, how do you see this quarterback situation shaking itself out for week one?
I think if Trevor Siemian plays really well on Saturday, and I mean really well, if he has a C-plus performance, they'll probably let Sanchez play, take the first snap opening night. But he's got it in his hands. And the one thing I sense from people here, you know, Gary Kubiak and the staff, is that they are quite literally going to go by what they see. Everybody wants to know, hey, who's going to win it? Well, it's sports. How do you know who's going to win it until they actually play? And so I think he has a legitimate chance to win this job Saturday night.
And then last thing for you, this defense, returning a lot of guys. Some people think they could be better this year than last year. How do you see this defense in 2016, and do they have enough to repeat?
So much of it is health, and relatively speaking, this was a pretty healthy team on defense last year. And when you're a year older, you're DeMarcus Ware, you're a year older, you know, you're going to play 16 games? That's got to be kind of a wish. You know, because you start to get older, especially when you've had some health issues, you might not make the season. But I think particularly the one thing that I would say that this team will do that will make a lot of that will solve a lot of problems is they'll be able to rush the quarterback. And when you can rush the quarterback, it covers up any injury problems you might have in the back. And so to me, when I look at them, I think their defense, again, is certainly going to start the year as the best defense in football. And if they don't get injuries, I mean, look, T.J. Ward said to Robert Klemko of our staff, of the MMQB, you know, we emphasized that, you know, we don't really care who's going to play quarterback. We know how good we're going to be on defense. And that is a luxury that very few teams in the NFL have. And so I think that is the good fortune for them right now.
Peter, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.